Hi, good morning and a warm welcome to our service here on Sunday morning. I'm glad you could join us either live or watching this later in the week. It's good to be together as church community. And it's been a real blessing as our church community still loves each other, cares for each other and shows acts of love and grace in these challenging times. If you have a prayer request, please do write in the comments and Claire will do her best at the end of the service to wrap up all our prayers, making sure that we cover everything. So please do put a comment and we'd love to pray for something that God's put on your heart. If you've got children with you this morning, then you hopefully have downloaded the resource that's on our website. If not, go and have a look. There's a printable resource to do during the service, and hopefully that'll be a blessing to you and your family. We'd love to have a virtual cup of coffee after the service. If you get our weekly emails, the login details and the password is on there. We're not going to put it on Facebook, we're not going to put the login and the password on there, but if you want to know what it is and you haven't got the link this week, then please do write a comment and we'll make sure that we get the ID and the password to you before coffee starts. This evening, Bismarck will be leading our time of corporate prayer at 8 o'clock. The details are again are on our news sheet, so please do have a look at that. Church members, just another note, and please do respond to the email you got from Gillian, our church secretary. It's an important issue that we need your feedback and your vote on, so please do that by the closing date that says on the email. Please don't just ignore it. Let's be as positive as we can for Gillian, who's working so hard. Let's be a blessing to her and make sure we get our replies in as soon as possible. Next Sunday evening, we're not going to have a prayer meeting that Bismarck's leading. Instead, we're going to gather with the other Baptist churches to celebrate Pentecost. The details are in the news sheet, so please do have a look at that. It'll be great to have many of us gathered from all the local Baptist churches within central Cambridge and around, and we'll celebrate together collectively as we celebrate Pentecost. Liz asked me to remind you that as part of the Thy Kingdom Come initiative that Liz has been championing over these last few weeks, there was some information that's on the website. Just a note for the praying for five people. Are there five people God's put on your heart that we can pray for at this special time? So please do have a look at the Thy Kingdom Come material. Next week, Tilly will be bringing God's word to us, and hopefully some of the young people will share in the service as well. So let's hopefully that will happen. So Tilly will be speaking to us from God's word next Sunday morning. Now, we're going to hear a little bit about the Alpha Course online, and Trevor and Diana are going to share just where we are with our planning and how you can actively get involved with that. So over to Trevor and Diana.
Good morning, Trevor. It's good to see you this morning.
Yeah, likewise, Diana. I must admit I've been looking forward to our meeting and so that we can share with everyone about Alpha Online.
That's great. So perhaps you could start off by saying to the church why we want to run Alpha Online.
Oh, absolutely. Alpha Online is proving to be so successful around the world. It's finding that more people than would ever cross the church front doors are coming in and wanting to find out answers about faith, the Christian faith, and so forth. So it's proving to be very successful. And it reminds me again of Jesus' words. You remember where he said, you know, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you may have life and have it to the full. And of course, Alpha Online is opening the doors to that big opportunity for people to find out more about life. And of course, that takes me to a question for you, Diana. And that is, now that we're really committed to Alpha Online, when do we start and how does it work?
Okay, so Alpha Online is going to run for 8 weeks, beginning the 8th of June, right through till the end of July. And how it works is that participants will need to register by using the designated Alpha email address, which can be found on the church Facebook page or on the website. Once they've registered, each week they will get a link to the teaching session, which is on the website, and they will also get a link to the Zoom discussion groups, and they can choose from a choice of two. One will run on a Wednesday evening and one will run on a Friday morning, so they can opt to do whichever one they want to. And it's really easy and really flexible and fits in with people's lifestyles.
Sounds great. So what if someone wanted to, if they couldn't get on online the first week and wanted to do Alpha, say the first session?
Okay, so the teaching sessions will remain on the website for 2 weeks, so that if someone has missed one, they've got a chance to catch up, and they can still log into the Zoom meetings and have the discussion, even if they haven't seen the video, or they can catch up with that the following week.
Yeah, so it really is flexible.
Yeah, and it's really exciting. And perhaps you might like to say to the church what they can do to get behind us.
Oh, absolutely. And that's easy. The first thing that I think everyone can get involved in is getting straight onto the church Facebook page. And there'll be a section on there, as we already know, that talks about Alpha Online. And if they just press share, that link will go straight to their own Facebook. So it's a wonderful way of connecting with existing friends and contacts. The second, and probably the most important one, of course, Diana, is prayer.
Yeah.
The whole of Alpha revolves around prayer. So if we can all get behind it, God is preparing the hearts of people already as we're speaking. But our prayers are important to support that effort and support God as he works through the people's lives. The other thing is, remember friends, family, colleagues, neighbors. Listen to anyone that is seeking answers regarding faith. And don't be afraid to pick up the phone, send an email to encourage them to get on board with Alpha Online. It's as simple as that. So easy.
Thank you.
And Neil, I think that hopefully that answers the question. And how about, Diana, if you lead us in prayer?
That would be good. I'd love to.
Okay.
Father God, your word tells us to give thanks in all circumstances. And so in the midst of these difficult days, we give you thanks for your constant goodness to us and to all. And today, we thank you for the technology that enables us to keep in touch with friends and family that we cannot see in the way we might want to. And we thank you that this same technology can be used to share the good news of Jesus and his love and saving grace with those who don't know you yet. Thank you for the Alpha course. And we pray that this will be a way to connect people to you, because we recognize that many are searching for truth and hope, and we know that you are the answer. And Father, we pray that you will fulfill your promises in these days to preach good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to release the captives from darkness, to comfort those who mourn, giving them a garment of praise rather than a spirit of despair. And Father, we pray that you will encourage and enable us to be, wherever possible, your mouthpiece, your listening ears, your hands and feet, that you may be glorified. Amen.
Amen. Hey.
Wow, thank you, Trevor and Diana. It's a real joy working with both of them, and let's be an encouragement to them and be thinking and praying about who we might invite along to Alpha Online. Thank you for the team. We've put some time in and energy to make this happen. And thank you again for Trevor and for Diana leading us in this important part of our church life. Well, we're going to hand over to Charlotte, who's going to lead our first time of sung worship. So over to Charlotte now.
Good morning, everyone.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise him, for he is thy help and salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temples draw near, sing now in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord. the Lord who doth prosper thy work and defend thee, who from the heavens the streams of his mercy doth send thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, who with his love doth befriend thee. Praise to the Lord, O little that is in me, adore him. All that hath life and breath come now with praises before him. Let me
Well, thank you, Charlotte. It's a joy to have you playing for us. Next week, we're hopeful that Sarah Hogg will lead our worship. Just pray for her this week as she's struggling with the technology and the team, with David helping her as well. But hopefully we'll have Sarah leading us next week. Now, this week, I had the privilege of going to make a very special visit to two people who haven't been able to engage with us online just for a number of reasons. But now we're going to hear a little interview I had with them on their doorstep. So I'm sure a lot of people will be really excited to hear from these two people. So let's watch the video.
It's lovely to have Chris and Muriel with us. We're just going to ask a few little questions. So Chris, can you tell me, what are you missing?
I'm missing the most playing the church drums.
The church drums. I love your T-shirt. It's lovely to have you choose. And we miss you playing as well on Sunday mornings. So, Chris, also, who do you see? Are you seeing anybody at the moment? Do you go out with friends?
I go out with friends and that.
Yeah,
from Al. From Al.
Okay. And there was a question Toby and Sam wanted to ask me. What's your favourite food that you're eating at the moment? Is Muriel cooking you anything nice?
We had
what's your favourite?
Sausage and mash.
Sausage and mash, that's your favourite, is it? Okay, lovely. And Muriel, is there anything that you're missing at the moment? What are you missing the most?
I'm missing church, I miss seeing people.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is anything a blessing for you? What do you think is okay for you at the moment?
Yeah, things are okay. Yeah, but it's hard not seeing people and talking to people.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, I'd love to pray for you for you now. So if that okay?
Yes.
Lord God, we thank you for Muriel and Chris. We thank you for Chris's enthusiasm to play the drums. And we pray that just in these coming weeks, he might be back at church. And we pray that they would be blessed and know you now. Amen.
Amen.
And Chris and Muriel, we have a little present for you. You might not have seen it, Chris, because it's hiding behind the door. So I'm going to put it on the doorstep here. Then you can pick it up.
And
maybe you could show everyone.
Thank you very much.
This is from Great Shelford Free Church. We love you guys so much. And we just wanted to give you a little present to say how much we're missing you guys. There we go. And a big box of chocolates. Well, bless you both. And hopefully it won't be too long before we can see you on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, and take care. God bless. Well,
thank you very much.
Bye.
Well, it was a real joy to see Chris and Muriel this week, and a real blessing as well. Now, if you have a Bible, I'd encourage you to turn to Philippians 4. It's going to appear on the screen next to me, and I'm going to read this scripture to us. So, Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Well, it's encouraging to read scripture to one another, but I'm going to share a little bit now. As we reflect and think about those words of scripture. In prayer and petition, I wonder what your requests to God are today. I wonder what, if you could think of, or what comes to mind when we ask, or when I say, what would you pray for? What would you petition God for this morning? This isn't just an average wish list, like a birthday list. If we understand the context of the passage, this is a kingdom wish list. This is a list of requests for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. These are requests that speak of God's love for his creation and God's love for those around you. There's no national lottery in this list, and there's no get out of jail free cards in this list. This is about facing today's needs with our eyes and ears on God, seeing his footsteps around us and beyond us, being aware of his leading in our choices and in our everyday moments. I wonder what your request to God is this morning. Do you have anything that's burning on your heart? It's a reminder to see all that we have around us as a blessing. Maybe you don't have anything to petition God for. Maybe you look around you and you see all the blessings that you have. Maybe there is something that actually you're struggling with, you're praying about, you're asking God to intervene for you. This awareness of how God leads and how he speaks to us comes with it an opportunity. It leads us somewhere. Coming to God with our prayers, coming to God and seeing his kingdom working around leads us to something, an understanding. It leads us to a peace that transcends all understanding. Our prayers, our looking to God leads us somewhere. It doesn't leave us just where we are. It changes us. And it changes us into people of peace. It's not a peace that comes from being inactive or focused on ourselves. It's a peace that comes from responding to God in our lives. I'm sure many of us would have called out to God in our hour of need and wanted God to take away our fears, maybe our doubts, our concerns, or our pains. As I reflect on my own journey with God, more often than not, God doesn't magically transform this situation, doesn't just give us a get out of jail free card and we can just get on with life. But in our time of need, we might actually be able to see something of God's kingdom working around us, changing us, transforming us, helping us to grow. It can often be when we look back at the trials and testings that we've been through that we can understand just what God was doing around us. There's a final thought in Philippians that I want us to focus on. It says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Do we have our minds on God's kingdom? Does that transform us to see something of God's peace? And then do we have our minds on excellent and praiseworthy things? If we are to see God working around us, we have to be aware of the distractions and the noise that we face daily. Doing a check to make sure we're focusing on the true and the noble rather than the shouty or the glossy. Too much of our attention could be taken up with loud noise of busyness, loud noise of political comments, loud noise of world needs. So much of what we consume is not spoken by people who are true, noble, right, and pure. So much of what we consume doesn't come from a place of peace. I wonder who the dominant voices are in your life. Who speaks into your day to day? Maybe if we think about the voices or the information that we take in, maybe we take it in from the news. Maybe it's from a family member or a friend. Maybe it's an author. Allowing the noise of people's thoughts on what's going on to take too much of my day.
finding myself too caught up in the unstable minds maybe of Donald Trump or someone else, which is not good for anyone. I wonder if you would take a challenge with me this week to find one simple way to cultivate peace in your life. Peace to do something so that we might hear something of God's kingdom around us, discovering the true and the noble and the right and the pure and the lovely, admirable thing around us, not the shouty, loud voice that maybe we're used to listening to. This week, if you're on the church contact list, you should have received a letter. Maybe it'll come on Tuesday with the post at the moment. But within that letter is a daily office that we sent out. It's an opportunity to pause throughout the day and to reflect on God. Maybe this is a challenge that you want to take up. That actually, instead of watching the news or reading or doing something else, you'll take a moment from the morning through to midday, evening and nighttime to reflect and to find peace. If you're not on our mailing list or you'd like to see it online, it's on the church website so you can download it and have it with you. Maybe that's something that would be a blessing. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's some other way that actually, as I've been speaking, you've thought, ah, that's something of the noise that I need to move away from. Maybe it's a change in some way, a change in your day, a change in who you listen to. We're going to read the scripture again, and it should appear next to me just as a final reflection. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I pray this week that you will dwell on the praiseworthy, on the lovely, on the right, on the pure, and that the other noise would fade away. I'd love to lead us in a prayer before we hand over to Charlotte. Lord God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for scripture. I thank you that there's a consequence of looking to your kingdom, and that is peace. Peace that we can't understand. Peace that comes from knowing you in our daily walk. And Lord God, for whatever noise is around us, I pray that we might be minded to think of you this week, whether it's through the daily office, whether it's through some other thing that we need to change. I pray that those moments would bring peace, and that would be a blessing to us. Amen. Charlotte's going to lead us as we sing When I Stand. Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Charlotte. Apologies, we lost some sound a little bit during our service. It should be up and working again now. Claire's going to lead us in a time of prayer and try and pull together some of the comments and the prayers that have come up on the Facebook. So over to Claire.
Good morning, everybody. I've got quite a lot of prayers to go through now and give to the Lord. I just ask that you bow your heads in prayer now. Father of all, we come before you this morning, separate but together in spirit, together as one body in Christ Jesus. We particularly bring before you this morning the typhoon in India and Bangladesh, the flooding and the loss of life, the loss of just any sense of being able to hold things together on top of what is already a worldwide disaster. We cannot imagine what it is like to go through yet another wave of tragedy and suffering. So we lift up all those for whom this real terror and tragedy has struck, and pray that you would bless them and keep them, that you would watch over them, and that they would know you with them. Pray practically for help to all those that have been affected as quickly as possible, and especially be protecting all those little ones involved. As we think of the little ones, we think also of those who are going back to school in the next couple of weeks, and for their families, many of whom are anxious and concerned of sending their children, whether they're doing the right thing. I pray that you would guide people to make the right decisions, and for schools to be supported, and the government to be mindful of the situations that that we're all under. We bring before you the air crash in Pakistan, for Fiona Joel's brother, who has a colleague who has lost his wife and three children. We just lift them up to you now, all those involved. But particularly for Fiona's brother's colleague, just the tragedy that he's enduring now. And pray that you would bless and protect him now. We pray for all those poorer countries whose basic medical facilities add another unthinkable difficulty to this situation. And as often it is the poor that seem to struggle most. And here we worry about whether or not we are being blessed by good weather or bad weather. I pray that we would all be mindful of the blessings that we have, that we would pray for those who have hardships much greater than we can imagine. We pray for all those young mums who have given birth or are going to give birth soon, who don't have the physical support, the presence of family and friends. I pray that hospitals, despite being stretched this time, would be able to bring reassurance. I pray that midwives and all those involved would be able to have that extra sense of calm and patience to just reassure these mothers. And we pray that your Holy Spirit will be moving amongst all of those who are bringing or have brought new life into this world, and that they might just get that extra sense of joy and comfort. We pray for Louisa, a colleague of Lorraine's, who lost a loved one last night. We lift her up to you. We pray for Alpha, and we pray for all those in our community who need to hear of you, and who Alpha would be a comfort and a joy and a new beginning in their lives. We pray for all those who are scared to go to hospital, whose illness and difficult situations are a worry, whose illness needs, that causes extra anxiety. and I pray that you would bless them and reassure them. I pray that there would be more of a sense of things being safe, so that people would not have that extra worry added on to their illnesses. And Lord, I also just ask for all those of us who suffer from mental health problems, anxiety, depression, tension, and worry. Lord, as we read the verses, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. But Lord, for many, we will read that verse and we will think, but not for me. Why, though I pray it, I am still anxious, I am still troubled. That peace that passes all understanding evades me and adds more to guilt and shame. So I pray now for all those who struggle with these problems, that they would feel an extra special love from you. I pray that that peace truly would be an extraordinary peace, that despite mental illness, they would be able to experience the peace of you. We lift all these things up to you and pray this in your glorious name. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Claire, and thank you everyone for leaving your prayer requests. It's nice to feel that we can share and be engaged with each other. Please do join us for coffee at 11:30. Don't forget, if you're in the youth group, please do connect at 11:45. And then also just a reminder that Diana every Friday produces a video that we put up on the website with Clive. There's some resources. So please, if you look back on Facebook, you should see those, and it'd be great for you to access that and to see what Diana's been doing.
And also, just one last notice, I don't know how many people are getting involved with the children's activities. If you are doing it, I'd be grateful if you could just let me know, because if it's not helpful to anybody, then I might not keep going with it. But if it is helpful, let me know. And also for next week, we are going to be doing happy and sad faces with paper plates. No, you might not all have paper plates, so I'm going to leave a box of craft outside the front door of the church with paper plates and googly eyes and a few little things to decorate them with. Okay, thank you.
Let's say a prayer of blessing as we finish today. May the God of peace bring peace to your house. May the Son of peace bring peace to your house. May the Spirit of peace bring peace to your house this day and all days. Amen. We're going to finish by watching one of the Thy Kingdom Come hymns. So we'll finish with that. God bless you and stay in touch. And we'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Thy kingdom come, Lord, teach us how to pray, for all to know your joy, your peace and love, and know your friendship each and every day, the breath of Christ the Father's gentle breath. Christ spread to make us one. That
Kingdom come, this is our prayer.